a little undisputed. Have a Gemara. Gemara says in the Sefes Megillah, Chayiv Imish Lugasume Bepuraya Adelo Yada Bein Arura Among the Barakah. We have another Minhag Yisrael. Minhag Yisrael is often to dress up on fur, right?
Tie the ties undone.
All the kids home from school. I'm dressed, and that seems very difficult. There's minhag Yisrael to dress up on fur. I'd like to understand these two things together. Now everyone's familiar with various different perushim on the understanding of chayiv imish l'vasumei b'puraya ad lo yada in orah almon levar. What should it mean? Should it be taken literally? That people should get wasted, right? Literally. Or should it be understood in a different way? Either somehow figuratively, or that a person should drink a little bit, go to sleep. Seems in the Shulchan Aruch, the Minog. I'd like to understand two different concepts behind it to reveal a little bit about Purim. But the truth is, we should start with one thing because there's a little bit left of Tanis Esther. Tanis Esther, we won't have time to develop the whole idea, but Tanis Esther is seemingly very different than other fast days. Why is it very different than other fast days? Not so sad. Well, firstly, there's a whole question of what time is Esther is commemorated, because the fast of Esther was 3 days, and the fast of Esther was way back when, right? It was in Nisan, wasn't it? So that's number one. Now, the Gemara says that Yud Gimel, which is the day of Tanis Esther, Yud Gimel, what does Gemara say at the beginning of Megillah? Zman Kehila L'Cholhi. What's Zman Kehila L'Cholhi? So, Rashi says, it was the day of the Melchama, the day the Jewish people won the war. The Ikranes Bohais. If you look at the Rush, in the back of Masechta Megillah, right at the beginning of the Masechta, the Rush explains Zman Kehila L'Cholhi. He says, he thinks this is Zeich L'Tanis Esther. What's that mean? Tainus Esther is in fact not because of the tainus of the 3 days way back in Nisan. Tainus Esther is when the Jewish people fought the war. You would think they would go into the war well fed, etc. The Jewish people themselves were fasting during the war. Why? And obviously everyone who wasn't part of the war was fasting. Why were they fasting? Because there was a realization that their success in the war would be dependent upon their spiritual life. Without going through it, the whole battle with Amalek is based upon that realization that the physical success is really based upon and built upon spiritual development. So Zman Kelechohi Tanis Esther is the day they fought the war. The day they fought the war, why? Ikranes Bo Haisa. That was the main day of the Nes. Adds on the Rush, that's the day of Tanis Esther. That's the day they fasted, and our Tanis Esther is connected after. But as Eli said, there's a happiness involved in this. What's the happiness involved in this? What's the basis of happiness? We won the war. I mean, the Tanis was successful. If you look at some Svarim, they refer to Tanis Esther as a Tanis Shel Simcha. On the one hand, we're fasting. On the other hand, we're joyous. Why are we joyous? Because we know, as I read to some of you guys last time from the Rambam in the Hakdamah, right at the end, first, last words before he starts Mishnah Torah, the Rambam says that we read the Megillah ba'onasam, its proper time. Time to explain. We read the Megillah in its proper time in order to show that we understand. Mi goy gadol asher lo alahim kovim eilav kashem alokeinu b'chol. We recognize the fact that we call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and us calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was what resulted in our success at the time of Purim. The essence of Purim is the Jewish people, for, to a certain degree, the first major time in history, the Jewish people took the message without an open miracle. They saw Yad Hashem, they saw the Melech that was pushing and orchestrating everything from behind the scenes was really HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tanis Esther is a Tanis Shel Simcha. because we recognize that the tinus works. If we understand what the tinus is all about, it works. And this, as Rav Yitzchak Isaac is explained, tinus esther is an essential part of Purim, because the whole essence of Purim was predicated upon this day. And then it gets us to a very difficult question about Purim. If I would ask you, what should be the day that we celebrate? What would you tell me?
The day we won the war.
The day we won the war. The Lashon of Rashi at the beginning of Megillah is?
That's the Ikar
Hanes. Ikar Hanes, Bo Haisel. This is Ikar Hanes. Why are we not celebrating the miracle? What are we celebrating? Kayamim Asher Nachu Bahem HaYehudim. We're celebrating the day that they celebrated. So Maron and Rabban, in the small amount of time that we have, there's so much in Purim, but truthfully, it would be awesome for me not to tell you this idea beforehand, which is also connected to all the big Maracha. B'kitzer, the Gemara says, why do we not say Halal on Purim? So the Gemara brings three answers. What are the three answers? Chutz L'Aretz, right? You guys, I'm sure, are taking that to heart. Every time we've got Shushan Purim, you'd understand that is what Shushan Purim is all about. But right, number two, and number three, Akati Avdi Achashver Shanon, right? We have fully had a complete Gula. Now, what's this answer of Kriyasa Zui? The reading of the Megillah is the Halakh. So comes the Me'iri and says, what would happen if you're in a locale? This possibly happens to people who are in the army. You're in a locale who you don't have a Megillah. Should you say Halakh or not? Says the Me'iri, say Hala. Why should you say Hala? If you have the Megillah, we don't say Hala. But if you don't have the Megillah, so then you have to say Hala. Simple pshat, correct? However, some of the Gedolei Achronim disagree. And they explain beautifully that Kriyas Zui Yiluda means something totally different. What is Hala? When do we say Hala? The Gemara tells us that Kol HaOmer Hala B'chol Yom Harize Mecharif Umegadi. Anyone who says Halal every day, meaning on a regular day, what are they? They're cursing God. The Gemara says, what do you mean? It says, Kol HaOmer Halal HaGadol, right? Anyone who says Halal HaGadol, what happens? He gets all these great brachos. So, is Kol HaOmer Halal B'chol Yom Harize Mecharif Umegadi, or is it proper to say Halal HaGadol every day? The Gemara explains that they're two different Halals. Anyone who says Halal HaGadol every day, which is the Halal that we say, the Halal Lukos, that we say every day after Ashrei, so that Halal, you're great. But if you say the real Halal, what we call Halal HaMitzri, if you say that Halal every day, you're going to carry it from the Gadol. So you could tell me the Gemara and Brachos. He says very simple. Because Halal HaMitzri, the Halal that we say on special occasion, is a Halal of Nisim Klum. Nisim Klum, tremendous Nisim. A person who recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tremendous Nisim is a great thing. But if you only recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu through those tremendous Nisim, so then, Harez Mecharef Minyadim. Because then you don't realize, as we brought before from the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, you don't realize that everything is Yad Hashem. Everything in the world is Yad Hashem. The whole purpose, says the Ramban, of these tremendous Nisim, the Nisim HaGadol Mechursamim, through them are the Moda Benisim and Nistarim Shem Yisrael Kol. Then you come to understand what the Torah is really all about. But then you come to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship to the world is, that every single thing in the world is miraculous. The regular Hallel of a holiday is a Hallel celebrating the supernatural. What is Purim? Purim is
natural.
Celebrating the hidden natural. Kriyasa Zuhi Yehuda is for a nes nigla we have Halal HaMitzvah. For a nes nistar we have Kriyas HaMegillah. What is Kriyas HaMegillah? It's telling the story without Shem Hashem there. But what is the goal? To be able to realize that the real Melech who is behind everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Kriyas HaMegillah. If this pshat is true, appears in Yemei HaPurim of Rabbi David Cohen and others, if this is correct, So then, when we read the Megillah, a person is also supposed to have in mind when they say the bracha, what they're saying, Hallel. This is the Hallel. This is the Hallel of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for swimming behind the scenes. And with that in mind, let's go back to the original question. What is the minhag of dressing up, and what is pshat in the Gemara about drinking? So I'd like to explain that there are two different types of people who hide their true natures in life. There are certain people who hide their true nature in life for virtuous reasons. There are people who are bigger tzaddikim and they let the world know. They're lamed vavniks, as we call them. Sometimes you hide the truth because you know that if I would tell you the truth, it would hurt you. Or you hide the truth because I know certain things about other people that they don't want to be public. It would be lashon hara to say. There are certain times that a person doesn't reveal everything that's going on for noble reasons. I'm going to read in a moment something from the Rav. And there are other people who are just the opposite. There are other people who are what we call movers and shakers. A mover and a shaker is someone who spends a lot of time trying to fool people into thinking that he's someone different than he really is. And therefore he presents an exterior of being a righteous individual, an honest individual, etc. But really, deep inside, he's just trying to work you. He's trying to work the system. He's trying to win friends and influence people, trying to do things which are presenting a different image than he really is. Now, both of these individuals, to a certain degree, wear costumes during the year. They wear a mask because they're not revealing who they really are. And what's the Gemara say? The Gemara says the ideal is to be tofu kebaru, inside like the outside. But two people, for two different reasons, might not be tofu kebaru. One, because his tofu is much greater than the baro that he wants to express, and one because his toho is much more evil than the baro that he tries to convince you he really is. So what happens? Comes the Rav, in a totally different context. The Rav is a hesped for Rav Gold. Rav Gold was the head of Mizrahi, the Zionistic organization, and the Rav speaks about a beautiful, beautiful one. They have to speak about this on Rosh Chodesh. He calls him an Ish Rosh Chodesh, and he speaks about a hidden type of greatness, that some people don't express their greatness to the outside world. Only if you really get to know this individual, you see deep inside, beyond, you understand how great this individual is. Comes the Rav and says, Reshit minu urai linduni lahaflig al rikshotai. During this hesped, he tells a very personal moment. He says, when I was a kid, I was told that I have to hide my true emotions. Abba mori zalayaum, meaning the Gram, the Reb Chaim's son, the Gram, was as brusker as they get. Right? You did not see any emotion on him. There's a crazy story in Kishalach. I don't know if you guys read that. Crazy story where the Gram was surprised that the Baal Tokeya, that he was crying when he was blowing the shofar. He said, "What, do you cry when you say kula? What's going on here?" There was a teaching, you don't show your emotions. That we're not getting into that story, what's pshat, or a different thing. But he says, my father used to say, kol shaharegesh kadosh yoter. The more holy the emotion is, the chol shuim timi yoter, the more intimate it is. Ta'un hu yoter k'nizah b'mamachim. You need to hide it. And he says, the outside, it's beautiful, we don't have time to read the whole thing, but he says, the same way, that in the Beis HaMikdash you have a Kodesh HaKadoshim. Tzichim yot muvdalim mi Kodesh HaKadoshim shalada. The emotional part, the intimate part of a person's emotional life is his Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that Kodesh HaKadoshim cannot be revealed to the world. Why? There's an issur to trample into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yivdila paruchet lachem bina Kodesh uvein Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's a paruchet sodid avila bina pnimiut v'achitonia. A person needs this paruchet. He needs to block. And then he explains. If a person is very happy, So express that happiness inside to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he said, Achbal Yiro Tam Lezula, do not show it to any other people. Yezeiro Shem Yechalel Mabat Zar Kodesh Kodeshim Zeh. Because maybe a foreigner by coming in will falsify and be Mechala the Kedusha of your Kodesh HaKadosh. Ach lo yigash hazar al kodesh hakodeshim ula yechalel ba dishuto kedusha la sevel ha'yimei ha'mi'yad. If you reveal your inner thoughts to somebody else, it might get hurt because they may not appreciate those inner thoughts. V'cho, and he quotes the pasuk, v'chol adam lo yeh ba'o mo'ed v'vo lechach per ba kodesh hakodeshim. No one should go into the kodesh hakodeshim. Then he finishes. It's a beautiful thing, but he says that people think my father was a cold brisker. He said my father wasn't a cold brisker. He said, Kol havayato cholat ahava haita. His whole existence was an emotional, full of burning love for God. Biram, however, hayin nisar tamid shelo lavor la azhara v'chol adam v'yevokhi oho v'yashomer l'ikaron ha'tsniyot v'chayi ha'regesh. Not that my father was a cold brisker, but that my father knew that you don't express it publicly. He presented to the outside world the view that he was a cold brisker. This is one type of person who understands that his inner emotions, his feelings of love towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his chidushei Torah, his hidden greatness, he hides from the world. This is a noble individual. And then there are the other individuals who are the movers and shakers, the fakes, who wear a mask because they know if they reveal their true self, they're in trouble. Comes Purim. Purim is kriyasa zuriyuda. Purim is revealing. Purim is megala amukos, to take the deep and the hidden and to start in revealing. Chayav inishtu v'sumi b'puraya adilo yadu. Why does a person drink? So I told some of you, basic pshat that I heard many years ago from the Moshe Lichtenstein is Nichnas Yayin Yotzasot. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Amiches that when wine comes in, secrets come out. What are the secrets that are going to come out of this? Moshe said if someone has secrets that they want to reveal, the time to reveal is Purim, to drink every secret. But Maran and Rabbon, there are two different people who we said are not Tocho Kibaro. We dress up during the year. Who are these two individuals? Individual number one is suppressing his Kodesh HaKadoshim. Individual number two is suppressing his true evils. So what happens on Purim? Purim comes and teaches us as follows. The individual who is living with his Kodesh HaKadoshim of Kiddusha, what happens? Purim is Yom Kippurim. What happens on Yom Kippurim? A person goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim of the Beis Hamikdash. What happens on Purim? Nichnas Yayin Yotzasod. A person through, during the year, hides his true greatness on Purim for the same reason that Kohen Gadol, sometimes you have to approach the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Sometimes you have to go in. If you're a Kohen Gadol, you could go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Nichnas Yayin Yotzasod, the sodos that come out of these people, these are the holy Jews of Purim. Rav Lichtenstein does not get drunk because as a youngster he saw a holy Jew of Purim. He's afraid that he won't reach that level of greatness when he reveals his truth himself. Even then you don't reveal the true self, but these individuals can understand the Gemara Kipshuto, Chayiv Inish Levasumi Bepuraya Adelo Yodim. Why? Because Haman, they give an exterior of Haman, but their interior is Mordechai. Until you don't realize, this is this person, I never knew how great he was. Not to show the world the greatness, but rather the opposite. In order to reveal to themselves those inner kofos that they're suppressing throughout the year, once a year they can understand the Gemara Kipshuto, and they could go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim in a public manner. The other individuals, though, were dressed up. They're dressed up throughout the year. There's no need to dress up. What's the requirement? They should be dressing down. What's dressing down? If these individuals understand the Gemara Kipshuto, then you have what we might call the unholy Purim Jews. The Jews who get drunk on Purim, who get wasted, who are coarse and unrefined, and people look at them and say, I thought you were a good person. And they start to see a little of a glimpse. So these individuals are supposed to dress down. What's it mean when you dress down? What's it mean to dress down? They come, you remove your mask, but not in the same way. You don't remove your mask in the way of. You don't remove your mask in the simple mask of, here, I'm a terrible person. You remove your mask and realize how holy you have the ability. There, it's not chayavish to the sumi v'churai k'chuto, but it's the opposite. It's coming and saying to myself, if I reveal who I really am, people will know, but it's not. So they have to dress down. They have to take the exterior which they present to the world, and they have to be maslimit, they have to internalize it. They have to go and use Purim as a way of totally transforming their personality, saying, the person I am on the outside, that's who I want to be on the inside. And that doesn't come through except understanding the Gemara of Chayvinish Mosumi Kedushuto, but rather through the other explanation. Of using the Kedusha of Purim, of seeing Kriyasas Uyeluba, seeing who they're capable of being, seeing that they don't have to be a Haman, but they could be a Mordechai. That Haman, this evil on the outside, was revealed through Purim, and Mordechai's greatness was revealed as well. Esther, Anoki Aster, Aster Panay Man, Esther Gemara, is the pasuk that's very powerful. Esther in the Torah, and the powerful point to hide. How do we reveal him? By revealing to ourselves who we can be. This is the essence of Purim. When people say, what should a person do on Purim? You have to decide. What soda is going to come out? If the soda that's going to come out when you drink the wine is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and once a year, Yom HaKippurim, you can reveal the Kedusha of the Kodesh HaKadoshim in order to gain it. But if what's going to come out, what Matkasim might come out, is that you're a fake, that you're wearing a mask, that you're not who you really pretend to be, so then the Avodah Purim is to take the outside and to start to redevelop. To realize that if you could fake it on the outside, then you could be that person on the inside. Maron and Rabbono, these are the basics of the Avodah of Purim. To reveal, we also do Yiluda, to see who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Be able to be Mahala HaKadosh Baruch Hu by seeing him hidden throughout the world, and to ask ourselves, who is hiding inside us? Is it Shachar? Is it Mordechai or Haman? If it's Mordechai inside, reveal it to the world. If it's Haman inside, convince yourself that I could be a Mordechai. I'll feed in. This is true. You guys get drunk because you're confident you're Mordechai. You don't get drunk, it's because you think you're Haman. He's not confident he's Mordechai. Some people are more confident than the most. He's afraid to go on Har HaBayis because he's afraid he won't have the proper level of
Moyos HaMikdosh. Many other people clearly think they can. Same. Whether we can or not, it's very possible that he can. It's very possible that he can and he doesn't know he can. But my point is that Purim is for revealing who you are in a way that revelation will make you a better person. Either by revealing your true self and taking that Kodesh HaKadosh one step further, or the opposite. Well, Rabbanu, think about it.